Let's get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome to Derek and Jess in the family nest right
here. Hello.
On Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, on everything. We're back. We weren't here last week. Well, it was Easter.
It was Easter.
It was Easter. That's exactly right. It was Easter. That's
the reason we didn't.
That's right. We were
because we always film on Sundays, and Easter was on Sunday, clearly.
Easter Sunday.
I know some of you, it was a tough go, and it broke your heart not having us, clearly.
This
we apologize.
Show is going to make up for it.
It will.
Simply because
classic.
I'm nervous about this show.
I'm not nervous because I have a good heart, and I love y'all.
I have a good heart.
Having a good heart helps.
That always covers
situations.
Yes.
That can get a little murky.
You got that right. You're exactly right.
Derek, I'm always right.
I do want to say
9 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I do want to say there was a big outpouring and a love of the lip sync battle 2 weeks ago.
Yes, Derek, because I'm amazing.
I'm not sure.
That's what
you
it was.
Won.
What? Are you serious? You took a poll and I did not win.
No, I didn't take a
fans.
Poll.
Oh, fans.
I didn't take a poll.
Then how do you know I did not win? I was clear. I was amazing.
They were both.
No. That clearly is a harmonica. It's not. I'm eating a corn.
No,
clearly,
absolutely.
I'm not eating a corn on the cob.
No, it was fantastic.
I'm playing the harmonica.
They were really good. I had such fun editing those things. I sat and laughed.
Sheer talent.
It was. It was absolutely fantastic.
Did he really win?
No.
Give it straight to me.
No.
Okay, I would like our viewers to take a poll on our Facebook.
Well, I think normally the guest wins.
I think normally your face.
Normally it's a nice thing to say that the guest.
He's my brother, though, so I don't
that's
really.
That's true.
It doesn't.
If you want to
we
find
both
out,
rock, clearly.
That's true. Everybody rocked on that. If you want to find out more about Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, you can go to derekandjess.net.
Dot the net.
And you had a blog up the other day.
I will talk like this for the rest of the show.
Did you? You had a blog, didn't you?
I did have a blog.
You have a blog up. You can find out all
Jess's
kinds of
Nest
things.
Jess's Nest is my blog.
You can go to the little picture that you see right there. Click it right there and bango.
All my wonderful thoughts and helpful.
They are good. I was going over them the other day. They were absolutely fantastic. You can also find us on the mobile phone, which has turned out to be quite nice. It really has. And all you have to do for that is just go to M as in mobile, .derekandjess.net. You can always find us on our Facebook that is always packed.
Like our page, Pete, because it is extremely helpful. Because we only have one show a week,
mm-hmm.
so that's only 1 hour
mm-hmm.
of Derek and Jess per week. But then with our Facebook page, you have us 24/7 at our fingertips.
School stuff, community stuff. You sent me a couple things this last week that were really good.
That article?
The one that you sent me that was, I had my son take a picture of me.
Yes, that one was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked both of the articles. Yeah. Yes, we'll get into that.
I put both of those on Facebook.
Really good articles, family fun articles and very inspiring articles.
Yes, and so Jess sends them to me and then I put them on. You can also follow us on our Twitter. Our handle is
Derek. Start following us so we could do stuff.
Yeah.
Actually follow us so we can start doing stuff on Twitter.
I've
never had a Twitter, so I don't know what to do.
I think we're supposed to do things.
For them to follow us. It's a vicious cycle, people, because if we don't do anything, of course y'all aren't going to follow us. But if y'all don't follow us, why do we put anything on there?
That's a great point. So we are expecting you to initiate
initiate this relationship.
The whole thing. We need to
initiate the Twitter relationship.
We need to get into a little bit of Lahana news.
Lahana news.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
There, and we're going to be, we've got some things up on the board. Some things we're just going to be throwing in. And then afterwards, normally we talk about, some sort of subject matter that's going on in parenting or something. Afterwards, we're just going to slide and we're going to stay right into Lahana News because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. You know what? First, before we get into anything,
okay,
we have to shout out to that person that reached out to us. Like I always say, we shout them out. We say their name, Shad Reef.
Shad Reef.
What is that?
Thank you. Two thumbs up.
Four thumbs up for you.
What? Messaged us on Facebook.
He is a male. That I don't know why I have to say male, but no, he is a man that lived in Lahana.
Uh-huh.
He currently doesn't with his family, but he did.
Yeah.
And he's a few years older than me, but he likes to watch us because we bring Lahana, and it gives him a little touch of his hometown.
I gave you a call.
His hometown.
Yes, I gave you a call and said, I have no idea. We just got
who
a Facebook message
is.
From a Shad Reef. Do you have any idea who that is?
And although we never went to school together,
mm-hmm.
It was nice to hear from him.
And here was the thing that I really liked. He started off the Facebook message this way. Where is my Tuesday morning cup of Derek and Jess?
To go with his cup of coffee. His morning cup of coffee. Well, here you go, Shad. We're back.
We're back. It was Easter, Shad. Give us a break.
You got to, I know we're a lot and you want us like 24/7. I get it because we're super cool.
Right.
But you got to just be chill with us.
We can't do it all the time.
There you go. Shout out. That's why you all need email. Message us because we do shout out. We live up to our word.
Everything can be found at DerekandJess.net. Just go on your phone, m.DerekandJess.net. Everything that you need
do it.
Is there.
So thanks again, Shad. Here's to you.
Cheers,
good old friend.
Shad Reef. See how you get a shout out? All you got to do is boom, just hit it.
And now he's going to be so happy. I bet you're sitting there grinning ear to ear.
Yep.
Because we mentioned your name on...
I wish we had a picture.
Basically, you're a celebrity now. I know, we don't have a picture of him.
We do.
He's on Facebook, but yeah, no.
That could have creeped his face.
Plus, that would totally creep him out
that
if we're like, hey,
there's
Shad, here you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, off with the creepiness.
Tell us about Steel Magnolias because...
Steel Magnolias.
Here's the funny thing. I thought it was this weekend. I told Christine last night, I said, hey, we should go see it. Good thing we didn't try and go see it last night. We'd have been like, hey, what's the deal?
Okay. Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
I won't speak in my amazing Italian accent.
All of them are amazing.
Okay. Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
At the Picket Wire Theater.
Mm-hmm.
$12 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 16th, 17th, and 18th, 7:30 p.m.
I thought it was this week.
I'm going Saturday.
Okay, you're going to go. So the great thing is, I thought I missed it.
No, so go this weekend. Call 348-3200 to get your tickets. It's going to be amazeballs.
It is going to be amazeballs. Go and see it. Got a thing coming up at Woodruff Memorial Library, and I'm going to share this. I don't know that much about it. Woodruff Memorial Library would like to invite all four-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. I just have 3, 5, and 2.
Ah, you missed it.
So whenever you have a 3, 5, and 2, what
I don't know.
What happens?
This is called the One Book for Colorado Story and Craft on Wednesday, April 22nd. I thought this at 5:45 p.m.
They're very particular with their 4-year-old 5:45.
5:45. Bring your child to this event or visit the library during open hours, April 13th through the 27th.
Oh my, that's like a long time.
To receive a free book. I'll bet you.
That is cool. What if I just tell him Kira's four? Deception. I'm lying.
Kira could pass.
Kira could pass.
For more information, Jimbo, I think we have it. Go ahead and flip it. You can call him at 384-4612, or you can visit lahunta.colibraries.org. One Book for Colorado, the popular reading program campaign that puts books in the hands of four-year-olds and encourages families to read together, is back with events and book giveaways scheduled for April 13th through the 27th. So check it out.
Books are amazing.
So go to Woodruff Library. This year's book finalists are How Do Dinosaurs Get Well Soon by Jane Yolen and Mark Teague, and Read to Your Bunny by Rosemary Wells, and A Mouse Mess.
Because why wouldn't it be Mouse Mess?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet they just sued 4-year-olds so that they could do 3-year-olds later.
Probably. So this is something that takes place all over the place.
Statewide.
It has to do with...
And like one of my mom's tips has said, reading to your children.
That's exactly
extremely
right.
Important.
That's exactly right. We want to get into a little bit of Lahana tennis. You have that because
I have tennis.
Your hubby. One of the coaches.
My husband is one of the coaches for tennis, and I'm sporting.
They did well.
Sporting the team. They did well. The last 2 days have been the Hornet Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Haley got ninth. Whitney got second.
And Haley's the number one.
Number one, yes. And Emma, did I say Whitney got second?
Yes,
Emma
got seventh. Number two. She got second.
Yes. Emma, seventh place. And then for the first doubles, they got third place.
Yep.
Second doubles got third.
Yep.
Third doubles got second.
Yep.
And fourth doubles got ninth.
And I thought this was interesting, what you shared with
me. Yeah, as a team, they finished third place, but missed second place by only 4 points. And in tennis, that's like...
Yeah.
So County, Pueblo County got 158 and Lahana got 154.
Which is a big deal because the county, the Hornet Invitational is always a big deal. I remember
big
with
deal.
Stephanie, because Stephanie was the number one single.
Steph was.
And I remember going to the Hornet Invitational. They had some very, those are powerful teams there.
Powerful.
They did.
But Lahana did well. I mean, I mean, third place, but missing second by.
Right.
They did well. Good job, Lahana. I'm sporting
you
on my show.
Regionals is coming up soon. Also, coming up this Tuesday, April 14th.
No.
The Harlem Ambassadors. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, they fly in the plane.
No. No.
They're basketball players.
Do you know Harlem Globetrotters?
Basketball players.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is kind of a...
I'm really good at
this is
basketball.
A team that goes around.
Literally.
This is a team that goes around.
I was
around.
A swimmer.
That are like the Harlem, but they're the Harlem Ambassadors. They're part of the Harlem Globetrotters. They're coming to Lahana High School.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who are the ones that fly in the plane? Don't they have Harlem in the name? The ones that fly over in circles and do swoops and...
No, the Blue Angels.
No, I swear Harlem is in their name.
No.
Well...
No, I don't.
Jim, look it up.
I don't
Am
know.
I right? I'm not right?
I don't think you're right on that.
Generally right. 9 out of 10. Okay, that'll be my...
So there's the one time. It's good to get it. Yeah, there's a Harlem, New York, but I don't think...
No, they're the plane. Where are they called that swoop?
Yeah.
That do the tricks in the sky. The planes, the little planes. They go over each other and...
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure on that.
Look it up, Producer Jim.
Okay, well
I'm right.
I just Google Harlem Plains, Jimbo, see if you get anything. Anyway, they're coming Lahanta Tuesday, April 14th.
That's cool.
The
At
barista.
The high school?
Yes, they're coming to the high school. It's one of those great things. They get the mayor out there. They're playing against other people. It's going to be great. Chamber of Commerce is putting it on. You can get tickets at the Chamber. They're going fast. Or the barista. Just give
the barista.
A call.
A local.
What is that word? A local
eater. It's a coffee shop.
Coffee shop.
It's an eatery.
Yeah.
A coffee shop.
Exactly. That's exactly what it
is. The barista.
And then you need to tell us about the mud sport.
Oh, the mud sport.
Yeah.
Correct.
The
mundo.
Mud sport.
Okay.
That's coming up. And we're hoping.
Applications right here. This is what it looks
that
like.
Next week. No, the Harlem Shake is a dance. Really?
Well, we...
Okay.
This just in.
It's not an airplane. It's the Harlem Shake is a dance. Remember when they used to do the Harlem Shake? That was a fad.
It's a dance in the sky for...
On a plane. So you
And I was a flight attendant for a couple years, but
so
I never did a Harlem Shake for customers that wanted to be a part of the Mile High Club. I was an angel.
Okay.
This... Okay.
Let's go on to
I still think that there's planes that are called Harlem. Harlem? No. Okay. There's something out there.
It was on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it?
It's in my brain.
Okay. Mudsport. We're going to try and get Omir here next week.
Yes.
Give you all the goodies, but Jess has in.
Okay, Saturday, April 25th.
Yep.
711 Barnes Avenue in La Junta, obviously. 9 a.m. is the starting time. Mm-hmm. Ages 12 and under are $15. And
Is that the mini?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
I think mini is like 5 and under, but I think the price is like that.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I knew there was like a mini and a micro.
There is a mini and a micro. You know what? The mini could be 12 and under.
I think it is.
But I think micro is like 5 and under. I'm not sure. Yep. But they have a Facebook page that is just Southeast Health Group, and they have all this stuff on there. If you're interested in this, it is an awesome event. I did it last year.
And there's a deadline coming up.
There is a deadline. So, yeah.
To get your shirt.
Register by April 13th to get your shirt on the 25th so you can actually run in it.
Right.
Believe you me, you'll want to run in that shirt.
I wonder what the weather's going to be.
Everyone gets a t-shirt, bragging rights. I Googled it, and it's supposed to be nice, but it is Colorado.
Yeah.
So be wary of that.
Yeah.
So everyone gets a t-shirt, bragging rights, muddy memories.
Muddy memories. And
it's totally worth muddy memories.
What? As we've talked about in the last few days or a few shows, you get to run through fire.
You do not.
That's how I sold it.
You
to my
do
brother.
Not run through fire. I actually saw them setting up the wood logs. You jump over fire. That's why it's called a fire jump.
What if you don't jump and you just drive, you run right through it?
Luckily, it's right in front of the hospital.
Oh, okay. That's
where it's located, FYI.
You could help. Yesterday, Christine and I went on a walk, and as you're going down, right before Evergreen?
Yes, that's where they're setting up right now.
Okay, because we saw some people
cutting wood. Yeah, no, they're setting it up. That's the fire pit.
Okay, and I made the comment to Christine, I'll bet you they're setting up for the mud sport. So I was right.
Yep, that's where it is. But that's not the only location. I mean, it's 2.5 miles,
right.
So you go... Oh, I did that last
from what
year.
I understand,
because it was high as cold and it was horrible.
From what I understand, you get to go into the river and across the river and then come back.
Yeah, and this year, if the weather's nice, it would be very, very awesome in a t-shirt and like some just shorts. But I was in a sweatshirt because it was chilly, very cold. The only way I could run it was in a sweatshirt, because even with
all
that
exertion, wet and baggy.
It was huge. Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah.
But whatever. I also had just had a baby, my third baby. I trucked along.
Jimbo, do me a favor. Look up the...
Harlem.
No, not the Harlem thing.
The Harlem plane.
Look up the weather.
I
know
you
said
like,
it was going to be nice. I wanted a temperature. I wanted a temperature.
70.
Oh, you said 70? I didn't hear you say that.
You need to listen. Oh,
you
didn't say
that.
I'm
did
so
you?
Honest. I
didn't
say it.
That,
but I told you it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I could look it up right here. Why are you putting our producers through so much?
Just
he's
so you
already on
at.
The search for the Harlem Plain.
What did he say? 81?
I'm going to look up the Harlem Plain.
Saturday.
The 25th.
What?
It says rain.
63 and rain.
Wait, for April 25th in La Junta?
April 25th?
Harlem Plains. People out there can Google it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next. They probably don't have it that far out, do they, Jimbo? Okay.
No, they have 30 days.
They do?
Uh-huh. I've seen it before.
That can't be very accurate, can it?
Can your face be accurate?
No, it can't be that. Well, it can be. Can it be that accurate? I don't know. Anyway, that's La Junta News.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, you got it.
There are Harlem Plains.
Okay.
There's not. there was.
Why
do I think? Okay, I'm just going to put planes that do tricks in the air and see what their names are.
All right, let's do it. Planes that do tricks in the air.
You can talk about something else.
No, I'll wait for you. It's important.
It is important. They are angel something, huh?
Blue Angels. There's the Blue Angels. They're the Navy ones. Yeah. Yeah? Couldn't find it, could you?
I'm just very disappointed in myself. I'm always accurate.
Yeah.
And by always, I mean 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, you mean always accurate. Fantastic. Hey, we're going to spend just a few minutes.
Yes.
And we debated this.
Oh, is this the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get home. This is the controversial topic.
We have to talk about it.
We do. It is happening in Lahaina.
It's happening in Lahaina.
And we are going to share what is going around. It's not like a secret hush-hushed scenario. Everything that we hear.
I think we reported it 2 weeks ago, but no. I can't. Did we report it? I think that might have been on Derek and George.
Yeah, I don't think Derek and Jess have reported this.
I don't think so either. Anyway, for those of you who are in Lahaina, those of you who aren't in Lahaina,
a lot of changes are happening.
At the last school board meeting, this last special school board meeting, the superintendent of East Otero School District's contract was non-renewed, which then set off a firestorm of sort.
A firestorm.
I was at
and
the meeting.
I'm wanting to use a different word for firestorm.
Yeah. That's
if y'all know what I mean, because it brought a lot of dust is flying up in the air.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, I was at the meeting.
He was. Well, he's married to somebody in the school district. I married somebody in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it touches home for us. But
you
we
know,
are
in Lahaina, you can't swing a dead cat without having somebody married. You know, I mean, everybody's
true.
In the school district.
Well, and if you're not married, your kid's in the school district. So, I mean, really, this is going to affect a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Not just people that are, you're right, married to, it's, I mean, my oldest daughter is starting next year. And
that's right. And even though you'll be watching this after it's already happened, tomorrow is
kindergarten
roundup.
I'm taking my baby.
Yep.
My firstborn.
Yep. There's a lot of things going on. Anyway, it happened, and now I don't know how to explain it, but there are people who are upset. I'm upset. There are people who are upset at the school board. There are school board members who are upset at people. There are people who are upset at people. And what it boils down to, pretty much, is everybody's just mad at me.
Everybody hates everybody. No, but I think there's people backing the school board. There's people against the school board. It's very much, it's a war. It's a war within a war.
It is.
It's a battle.
And it's happening in the little town of Lahaina. And it's very interesting.
It's sad, too. It's sad.
It is. I'm just wondering. I'm wondering what to say about it.
Derek and I are in a tough place.
Yeah, because you kind of want to report everything, but you don't want to mess anybody.
Well, you want to be true to
up.
Yourself. In
yeah.
this show, we do report the facts, which that's what we will be doing.
That's
we'll just
right.
be reporting the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, this is Derek and Jess, and I share tips with you, so that's my life, and we're a show that shares our opinions and our feelings yeah. about stuff.
And I don't think...
It's kind of hard.
I don't think that it is any big secret that there is a group of individuals that are looking into possible remedies
right.
Within the school board, whether it be a recall, whether it be whatever... I
right.
just happen to be a part of that group.
It's out. And it is out.
Here's the thing. I don't think that's going to be a big surprise to anybody because on the night of the school board meeting,
Derek was there.
I was the one carrying the sign that said recalls.
He's not hiding it.
I might have tipped my hand just a tad. Anyway.
But it's fine. You didn't really care. It's not like you were going with,
right.
like I was at 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. There you go. That's exactly
now,
right.
Now, me, it helps that I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get out in the public as much. My husband is very much so being the dean of students at a school
mm-hmm.
with all the issues right now with the school board and the school district, all the stuff.
And I think what's important is this, as Derek and Jess
yeah.
And the Family Nest fans watch this, it may be the case, it may not be the case, but, and you could probably see it on the show a number of times, simply because I support something doesn't necessarily mean that Jess supports something. And just because Jess supports something doesn't mean that I necessarily support it.
We be our own vessel.
Exactly. And anything that I might do as part of a group that looks for remedies has...
does not mean that myself and my husband are...
or that this show does.
Yeah.
At all. This is just...
we have our own... you know,
lives outside of Derek and Jess. But the one thing that we do try and do is report what's going on in Lahana.
And that is what's going on.
And that's something that's going on in Lahana. I don't think...
we don't know where everything's at right now.
No. No. No decision has been made yet, at least from the group that I'm a part
of. Other than that superintendent's contract is definitely non-renewed beginning June, correct?
Exactly. And I was able to grab... I was able to get a copy of... that
there was also that this recently just came out that I saw on Lahana the district's website that the assistant for the superintendent was let go.
Paula Mahoney?
Yes, a teacher at the primary school was let go. They didn't mention a name, but they said one position's open now. And then
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I'll try to find it.
Try and find that one, because that one's interesting. I don't know.
Yes. And then I'm trying to think of what else that I read. I think that's it.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. But here's one of the things that we do. I think both of us, and I think that Derek and Jess and the Family Nest as a show can support, is the whole idea of it's very important to know what's going on in your school board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to know what's going on.
Because it does affect everybody.
Exactly. Especially if you've got kids coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on in a school district? Facebook page has been created called the East Otero School Board Watch Page. And all it is right now is just information about what's going on in the school board. So, for example, this Monday, tomorrow, is a... hey, you want to hear something funny?
Oh, no, what?
This is funny. Me being one of the people that says, you know what, it's important to watch your school board, make sure that they do the things that they're supposed to do. I was going to go and read something to them about a policy that I thought was an infringement on what they had done.
Right.
And it had to do with the order in which they took a vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow, they're honoring my son for going to nationals in forensics.
Which will be June 15th, right?
June 15th to the 21st. And they're going to be asking for money to be able to go there. And so I asked my son, I said, hey, Jake, is that going to be weird if I stand up and say, hey, look what you did? And then he said, you know what? That's pretty weird. So I'm not going to be reading that tomorrow at school board meeting. I'm just saying that that's it, you get put in those weird, odd positions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to keep, we're going to keep you up to date on this. We're going to try and, we'll hit it hard when we can. We'll skirt what we have to, simply to protect our spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't speak for our spouses here.
Nope.
They have their own feelings about what's going on. And we don't want to try and get our spouses in trouble.
No.
At all.
We just report facts. We're like news anchors for Lahanta.
The Lahanta, whatever. That's right. We are. Just the cold hard facts. That's all.
Cold hard facts. That sounds like we're CIA.
With a little bit of. Although I will say this, Jess.
What are you going to say?
I've just got to be honest. And you know this is the way that it's going to be. That as this story unfolds, that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to say. It is going to be near impossible for me just to report the facts, because I probably will insert some of my own personal feelings into it. And if I do that, I'll do it as an editorial or something like that.
With that, for me, if anybody knows me, I tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own opinions. Don't really care what people think, generally.
Right.
I never try to hurt anybody. I do have a good heart, but I do say how I feel, and I don't really care. I've always been that way. I beat to my own drum. But with this school district stuff and my husband being so tight-knitted with it, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, I feel like I don't really know what I'm saying, so I'm just going to stay out of it.
Yeah. So... Keep up to date here, Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. You be looking for it on our page, whatever it is. We're going to try and give you all the information that we know. We're not going to try and do any conjecture, anything like that. we're just going to try and send it off to what we know. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get a little bit lighthearted here. It's going to be fun.
A game's about to come
your
way.
We're going to be playing News Anchor. And so we want you to stay with us right on the other side of this break. You're listening to Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Seacom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Seacom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Seacom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than Seacom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Seacom has the answers. Visit us at seacom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Seacom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
What if there was a financial pipeline you could use to build your savings and investment? One that didn't leak. Would you want to know about it? Call us at Higher Desire LLC in Lahana, Colorado, 719-980-0595. That number again is 719-980-0595. Ask for Bob or Terry, or you can go to our website at www.higherdesirellc.com. That's www.higherdesirellc.com.
Welcome back to the Family Nest with Derek and Jess. Here we go. Welcome back to Derek and Jess and the Family Nest right here on YouTube and the Blog Talk Radio. Do I sound okay in your ear?
Yes.
Jimbo, do I sound okay? Okay, I sound okay. Hey, here's a game that we've got. We always try. Now, it was a little bit a little bit serious last night. I don't know. That could get us in trouble. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
No, we're fine.
We're fine. Okay. As most of you who've been watching Derek and Jess and the Family Nest know that we've been trying to do some fun things. And we try some things out before we actually get to Derek and Jess. And yesterday on Solo and Hutch, they did a YouTube show, and it was completely improv. Now, on Solo and Hutch, it's always just make up your own stuff. This was specific. They did something, and it was hilarious. We're going to give it a try. For those of you who might be listening on Blog Talk Radio, it's going to mean absolutely nothing to you. So, I want to step towards the camera here real quick just to make – okay, I want to make sure that we've got everything going here. But it's going to mean absolutely nothing to you, so watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. It's called News Anchor Desk. And so, Jimbo, go ahead and bring up the News Anchor Desk. So, we're going to have – there's our News Anchor Desk right there.
Because I'm Jessica Traynor.
That's right. And I'm Derek Hutchison. So, here's what we're going to do.
Come in.
This is how we play the game. Jimbo's going to start a little bit of news, a news jingle.
Okay.
And we're going to come in like we're news anchor people. We're telling a story. Absolutely. And then Jimbo's going to flash a picture up on the board, which we have not seen.
No, we really haven't. Jim picked them out.
And our job is then to report a story.
Based on the picture
based
we see.
Based on the picture.
That we've never seen before.
That we have never, ever seen. The first one's going to be kind of a crap.
I'm Jessica.
Welcome to the Nightly News.
Nightly News for all your
This
pleasure.
Just did.
Oh, my. He.
Is it a he?
Yes. He needed piercings.
Yes, it looks like this man has piercings. He's tattoo piercings, which has gone awry down in Los Animas, Colorado.
I don't believe they're tattoo piercings. Those look like actual holes in his face.
Oh, my goodness. They're actual holes in his face.
I believe this gentleman was...
This is a story straight out of Los Animas, Colorado. I've met this man. It's absolutely...
He had a dare with his biker buddies. To see how many holes he could punch in his face.
What?
And his buddies had 5, and he showed them up by getting 500.
500.
Holes in his face. That's wait, I'm getting breaking
this just
news.
Is breaking news.
Oh, no. No, it was
no,
not
it wasn't.
A dare. It was a dare by his wife.
Oh, it was a dare by his wife.
And
wait
it's only
second.
120.
Wait a second, I'm getting breaking news. I'm
getting
breaking news right here.
Our picture left.
What happened to our picture then?
This beautiful baby was just born.
Children around the world are shocked as hell. Just unbelievably shocked.
At this
shocked.
Baby that has teeth.
The baby who... I did not even notice that. Thank you for your...
This baby that has real human adult teeth and the eyes.
Thank you for that incredible news acumen that you have. I did not even notice the teeth.
How can you not notice the teeth?
This is a child... I'm learning that this child... This is the first time that they've ever looked at the cost of toothbrushes and toothpaste.
In infant care,
and it's unbelievable. This is a rash that is happening around the world. Children born with full
set of teeth.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And look at how lifelike the eyes are, because is it a real baby? It looks kind of, the nose looks like a doll because it has no nostrils. So
maybe that is the surprise of the whole thing.
No nostrils
and
full set of teeth for this baby doll.
There's absolutely no doubt about this.
Oh, this just in. It is, in fact, a doll to teach children to brush their teeth.
Well, you heard it here, right here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, a rash of children.
That's real eyelashes. So creepy.
5-month-old children born with
it's so creepy.
Complete sets of teeth. So on to our next
one. Oh.
Unbelievable. Reynolds becomes a crab. Unbelievable, shocking
news around the world.
Revelation.
A genie has turned him into a crab.
A genie, I did not know that. For all of you Burt Reynolds fans, I will say this. This is a separate but related story. That the set of teeth that Burt Reynolds has seems to be much like the baby that we just reported on.
But didn't they go missing? Dun, dun, dun.
News story at 10. Small 5-month-old baby steals Burt Reynolds' teeth. Check that out.
They totally do look alike. Zoom
this
in.
This is an unbelievable thing. It's actually, just a second. Yes, I understand that they're being sold down at Long John Silver's in Florida. It's a new Burt Reynolds crab cake.
Oh, and that his legs are extra salty.
Extra salty.
That's good to know.
That is exactly just what it is.
Spread some butter on there.
I will have to say, though, it is so lifelike.
And very uncreepy.
So for all of you that have ever thought of devouring Burt Reynolds and eating crab at the same time, by golly, here's the plate for you. That's all
so
we have
delicious.
For tonight. See how that could be so fun, couldn't
dude,
it?
Dude, that's hilarious. Jimbo,
so
wonderful pictures. Who would have ever thought?
So,
one
of the things that we always try and do on Derek and Jess is we try and play games that you could play at home, especially when you've been drinking and the kids are already put to bed, right?
The kids are always put to bed, people.
Always put to bed. So, we've done the little where you put
a lot of Jimmy Fallon games.
This wasn't a Jimmy Fallon
thing.
This was something I just came up with in my head. But what you can do is you can absolutely just go on the internet, Google weird funny pictures, print them off, get a couple of people together, and just videotape it. We would love for you to do that. If you videotape it,
we'll show it on here.
Yeah, we will show it on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest.
That would be hilarious for our viewers to be able to be up here on our show.
Just send us. All you got to do is Google some funny pictures of you guys doing.
You could even put it on our Facebook page, right?
You could put it on our Facebook page. Just post it on. If you can't post it on our Facebook page,
email us.
Email it to us, dnjnest@gmail.com. We will show it. We will put it on our Facebook page. We're looking for people to do the news anchor. I do have to tell you, though, the pictures that Solomon Hutch had were funny as well, and it was very shocking. The funniest one that they had was, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's obviously a picture of the plumber's crack. You've seen that before. Pants down, plumber's crack. And he had a tattoo above it that said, insert coin in slot below.
Oh, my goodness.
And that came up, and Jeremy and Jacob, the first thing out of Jacob's mouth was, he was saying, okay, news, nightly news, this just in. He turns and looks at it and says, Dave and Buster's decides to go another way with a ride. It went with the whole ride. It was so...
Oh, my word.
Jeremy's favorite.
But we kept it PG. No nudity here.
Yeah, my favorite line that Jeremy said was, this is exactly what happens when you let the tea party go crazy. He was lame and concerned. It was really funny. It's a great, fun game that you can play. Videotape it for us.
Please
send
it
to dnjnest@gmail.com. Hey, when you're looking out there, do you see the wasp that's flying
around? No, I just saw that. I just saw that.
That's pretty neat. Anyway, we need to get on to Jess's mom's tips, which always makes you the music all the time.
Well, and if you're going to change it to a kind of like a pirate or a Scottish, let me do it. I rock at my accents. Everybody knows it.
Right.
I can do the pirate.
Right.
Arr.
Which is exactly why we don't let you do it. That's it.
I feel like that was wicked rude, but whatever.
Wicked rude. We went out and got a real pirate. This was a surprise for you.
I am a real pirate. Oh, thank you. Which one am I?
The whole point of... look at that.
Which one am I?
I think... I don't
They're
know.
Both boys. You don't have a girl pirate?
You're the bird right there.
Right. I'm
you're,
the bird.
You're the bird right there, the little boy. Oh, look. Pocket watch. and a little thing right there.
That's great.
Jess's mom's tip is one of those things that from the very get-go, Jess has just hated every song.
No, I haven't. I liked my British one.
Okay, let me put it this way. She has hated everyone that she hasn't done.
Absolutely, because I can control my happiness. Hello, hello. This is Jess's mom's tip. Cheerio. What's wrong with that?
Here's what... Nothing. You should be able to control your happiness. But what I'm thinking is, we do more of these, and we collect them on CDs, and then we sell them.
Because people are going to want to buy that.
Absolutely, they'll want to buy that.
I am very famous, so...
No, I'm talking with your Jess's mom tip on there.
I know. I'm very famous. People will buy it.
People are going to want to buy your tip, and we sell it as Jess's mom's tip.
Truth.
Anyway,
okay, I want to hear it. You hyped it up. Let me hear it.
Absolutely. This is the pirate version. Jess's.
Are you having trouble with your little scallywags? They're giving you a hard time, trying to make you walk the plank at home. Well, you don't want that. So, pay heed and listen to Jess's mom's tips. Ha 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 ha!
I think there's fire in it. I feel like mine is better,
but...
I thought you might.
Was that? That's not my dad.
Nope.
Is that you?
It's not
is
me.
Is that Jimbo?
It's not Jimbo. Do you know who that is? We actually have a pirate in our family.
Tom?
Nope.
Scott?
Nope. It's my brother-in-law, Terry. Terry absolutely loves to do pirates. And I will just let you know this, Jess.
I could do it, right, people? Hold on, that was a little bit Louis Armstrong. Hold on.
I was going to say.
This is Jess's mom's tip, those scallywags.
You slipped into a little bit of Jess's mom's tip there, didn't you? Or it slipped into a little bit of... But here's before you start, though,
okay.
I do want to say...
That I'm awesome. Noted.
Terry was so proud and honored to be asked...
To be associated with my name.
To be associated with your name. I said, you know what?
Terry.
We do this just as mom's tip. We kind of want to do a pirate. Would you do it for Jess? And he was so excited.
Terry!
He was so
excited. I love that big lug.
He did. It was fun for him.
That's very nice. He does do a good pirate. He does.
Anyway, you have an awesome mom's tip.
Mine are always awesome.
They are awesome.
You know that.
Every once in a while, you get one that I didn't even know. And this one...
That's the whole point.
Right.
This one's actually good for you someday, FYI.
Maybe.
No, when Steph, absolutely, you're going to. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Cheers. Okay. Do not, I repeat.
Do not
ever have anything other than washable crayons, markers, or coloring pencils. Even sidewalk chalk, okay? Oh. If you have a child or children or grandchildren or friends that have kids, under the age of 4, this is the best advice I can give you to save your walls, furniture, cars, etc. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I only have washable in my house now, and it has been a saving grace with my middle and youngest child who just turned 2. I learned the hard way with my oldest, who is now 5, but when she was 2, needless to say, I went through blankets, a bed comforter, dolls, toys, the carpet, the back of my leather seats in my car, which still have it. A very nice wall in my house that I had to cover up because, of course, they didn't come out. And why? Oh, yeah, they weren't washable crayons.
I did not even know that.
I hope this tip saves much-needed stress for those of you that are getting ready to embark on the lovely joys of parenthood or becoming grandparents.
That's scallywags.
Or have young children that visit your house frequently. And those of you people out there, like me, that are just nodding at the screen while I said my mom's tip, at least you know now, Jess, from Derek and Jess, has dealt with this, and I was crying right along there with you.
Yeah.
So remember, always buy washable. What's that now?
What's that?
You buy washable.
Washable.
Always buy washable.
Always buy washable.
You will seriously regret it if you don't, because I so badly wish they're right next to the real ones. I don't know why they only sell washable. Like, that's all they should ever sell.
I've got...
Washable.
I have to be honest.
5+ are okay with it.
And I said that to you before. I guess I didn't realize that they weren't all washable. But you pointed that out, and you're exactly right. They actually
they have
say
big
washable
on them, and they do have sidewalk chalk that's washable. They have now. Yes, I understand every household's going to have pins and permanent markers, but you do have to note keep them out of reach. Obviously, my 4-year-old's doing fine now. My 5-year-old's fine. But my little 2-year-old who just turned 2, she doesn't even mean to be a bad kid, but she'll just walk around with crayons.
Mm-hmm.
I find it, and I'm just like, now, since I got washable, I'm just like with a soft, wet towelette. Wipe it off, comes right off.
I have always wondered about
that. Not the real.
I have always wondered about the secret ingredient that
makes it washable.
Made it go from not
washable to washable. I know.
And was it just invented? And if it wasn't, why didn't they think to make it that way?
Oh, because my poor leather seats and I had to buy a new comforter for my child because it was actual pin, which is my mistake. But the crayon that's not washable really did ruin a wall because I tried to wipe it off thinking a damp towelette that was, you know, warm water with
did
a little bit
just
of soap.
Smear?
It actually ruined the paint, too.
Oh, but, yeah.
And it
probably
didn't come off. It's but then you get all the washable stuff. Nothing. Don't have any problems.
And I don't think a lot of I didn't even know. I would have just given my kids crayons and
no,
thought
that's
my,
what I did
and
with
thought
my
to
oldest.
Myself. It's no big deal if they get on it. Well, crayons are...
It'll and there might be remover out there that I have not Googled, but why? I'm trying to help my viewers out there.
Right.
Why not just right away buy the box that says washable? What? Save yourself some added stress. I mean, seriously.
Is there anything besides a pencil, which can still ruin paint when you go to clean it off? It smears all up, ruins it. Is there anything else that will come off? You said even sidewalk chalk. That messes up walls and
well,
things like that.
Well, sidewalk chalk, why they have washable, because I always thought normal sidewalk chalk comes off with the rain, but it does last longer.
Oh, okay. And I didn't know if there was anything. It's just like, okay, you're safe to have that.
I think sidewalk chalk would be safe just because you see people that are able to wipe it. I don't, but it's... Coloring
I would think
pencils,
that it might stain.
Coloring pencils ruin. Markers, the worst. Mm. And they have washable markers, which actually do come off.
Do they? I've always wondered if they did.
Because my poor sister, she had her son that found. She didn't have it out, but he managed to find a Sharpie. Ruined her nice down comforter.
Oh, my. Really?
Yep. And it was on the wall. They had to hang a picture to cover it. It's just things like that it's like
or repaint the room.
Just if you're all your stuff that the adults need, just keep in your bedroom that the kids don't go in or wherever because my kids aren't allowed in my bedroom. And then keep all the other stuff just washable so it never stresses you out that, oh, the 2-year-old has a crayon.
Does that wash off everything? In other words, what if they get it in the carpet?
No, if they get it in the carpet because Chloe got pink crayon on their, you know, tan carpet. You just take a little bit of water with a little bit of soap, just go like this. It comes right out.
And it comes right out. That's
and marker on couches. It all comes out. It all comes out. The washable is amazing. That's why it's one of my tips. I don't waste my tips. My tips are going to be amazing. So.
Is it right beside the crayons that you buy?
Yes. And washable, they make it so obvious. It's like literally in huge letters, curved. Crayola, washable.
Washable. That's
and honestly, guys,
idea.
They're about the same price.
Are they?
It's like, why not? Why not? Oh, I'm so sad about that one wall I have. Oh, poor sweet 2-year-old Kate that was just being a little kid. She was trying to do a picture on the wall, I'm sure. Just scribble. I'm sure. It was just...
You should make a little frame and put around it. No.
I hang up all her artwork, Derek. I do.
Do
but
you really?
Scribbles, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't need to save that. I'm good.
We got a few minutes left here, and I wanted to come back and catch a few things that we didn't talk about. One, obviously, the kindergarten roundup. Hopefully, you got that in there. But there's an exciting time
because
for you.
Because that was on her Facebook page.
Because Kate goes to kindergarten roundup.
Kate does. Tomorrow, I'm taking her. She's going to test. And
next,
she's smart.
Yeah.
She's a good kid.
She will see Mrs. Hutchison there.
Yeah.
She will be there. Mrs. Hutchison will
which
be there testing people, which is my wife.
She's getting so big, I feel like I just had her.
My wife?
Oh, my God.
Kate?
No, your wife.
Okay.
I feel like I just had her.
I couldn't. So. I was trying to think. Kate is, and that's what happens.
Kate's they do. Like everybody tells you, and you're like, yeah, whatever. They do grow fast. It's by the link of the arm.
Kate's like 18 now.
She's 5 and a half, but still, it's
going
like...
Going on 18.
I can't believe my third is like 2. I feel like I literally had her yesterday.
Yeah, she just turned 2.
Just turned 2 a week ago, and I'm like, I seriously feel like I just had her.
That's what happens. The other thing we want to make sure that everybody knows was coming up next.
Oh, prom.
Yes, next Saturday.
High school prom.
High school prom. I'm trying to get 8 to 11.
Did you go to your prom?
I think I went once.
Did you wear sissy duds?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember what it was.
Prom.
This year is the 30s. The Great Gatsby. It's going to be an Inspiration Field.
Before Flapper? Is it kind of flapper-ish?
I think kind of flappery-ish. I'm not sure. Jacob is going with Whitney Oakquist.
Aw.
So that should be fun.
I love that era. Would I have been good in that era? I don't know, because I'm a sweatshirt, ponytail type of gal.
Yeah.
And
I think it lends itself to the dressing up thing of prom.
Right. It does kind of help.
But not kind of that daily thing. So that's going to be from 8 to 11 at Inspiration Field.
Is he going as a gangsta?
No. He's going black tux, black vest, black tie. We were thinking about black tux, white.
Right.
With white tie. But evidently Whitney's got a black dress.
Oh, yeah.
Going to shoot it all black, I guess.
That's kind of awesome. Black is a solid color.
Nice thing is he has his own tux.
That is nice.
That's the thing. So
my parents did that for my brother. They only bought one. That's it.
Yeah. He has his own tux. So, also, after that, after prom. So,
kids, be safe. Drive safe.
It'll be smart. There. That's going to be at Club Galaxy from 11:30 to 2:30.
Have you been to Club Galaxy? What is going on with that place? It's a hip-hopping place.
I went over there because I'm in charge of the games on that night. Went over there for the very first time. I do want to remind everybody, though, if parents are watching, you have a half an hour to get to after prom. You have until midnight. If your child isn't there by midnight, the door is locked and they can't get in. So once they leave, they're done. Just a reminder, get your kid to after prom. They've got a half an hour right around till midnight. I think from maybe 11:30, it might be 11:30, half an hour after prom. To get to Club Galaxy and after prom or...
Shake your tail feathers.
There you go. That's exactly right. Hey, join us next Sunday. My mic's going in and out. Join us next Sunday. Or not next Sunday, next Tuesday. We're going to record next Sunday.
Right.
On Derek and Jess, we're going to have more on the school board. Hopefully, we'll have Omir here to talk about...
how it went.
No.
It'll still be
hasn't
another week.
Happened yet. But we're going to get a clarification. On the fire.
Right.
Right? I'm going to find out.
You don't run through the fire, people. You jump over the fire.
We're going to find out if you get more points for running through the fire.
You can't run through it because there's a bunch of wood.
Okay. And I would not suggest that, so maybe it is a jump?
It is a jump.
We're going to find out.
I did
about
it last
that,
chair.
Hopefully, have Omir here. We're going to be talking about the mud sport. We're going to get a report from Jacob on how prom went that day. So make sure that you join us. I want to remind you. Derek and Jess and the Family Nest at the Facebook, DerekandJess.net on the web, dnjnest@gmail.com. So for everybody here, for Jimbo, Jess, myself, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for watching right here on Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
Just want to remind everybody, Game of Thrones. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet.